This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Isa Bahamian, and you on the clock with Erin Green on this Monday, the 18th of November 2024. I want to start the show by reading a poem by a local Lynn Seymour Major. Bahamians want to pick the parts of you they feel are good for eating. They never want all, even when it's good meat. The end. Thank you, Maylin, for that beautiful, short, succinct poem. It's a full meal, something to consume. It's a Monday. It's a What's in the News Monday. I'm looking at today's papers and some stories from last week. And then, of course, the news on the weekend. I want to say congratulations to Jonquel Jones and the organizers of the parade and welcome events featuring Miss Jones and celebrating her stellar performance in the WNBA, and in particular this year, her team, the New York Liberty, not only won the WNBA championships, but Jonquel J.J. Jones was awarded the MVP finals for her solid and consistent play driving her team to success. There was some controversy around her tour. Perhaps we'd talk about that later in the show. But I just want to make this point that Jonquel is a champion. She's an absolute champion. She's a beast of an athlete and deserves our recognition, particularly since she carries the Bahamas, the brand, and the country on her back every time she plays. I'm not really going to get into it today unless, of course, that's what people want to talk about. But I think it's important that we recognize her contribution. And here's a particular reason why, because this year at the National Sports Awards, Jonquel was awarded the Tourism Award, and I imagine it's like a Tourism Ambassador Award. And that she wants to or not, she has become an ambassador for the Bahamas. And she's done so very well and deserves our recognition. I got a text here. It says that Mike Tyson fight was garbage. Mike Tyson should not get back in the ring. He should not even fight going to sleep. Long live the legend, Iron Mike. Boy, I tell you, I'm glad I ain't bet on that match. Now, texter, it's a very interesting conversation because I think despite Jake Paul winning by unanimous decision at the end of eight rounds, I think it's eight two-minute rounds, obviously Mike Tyson is the winner of that bout. Obviously, Mike Tyson is the winner of the challenge. And here's why. Jake Paul, 27. Mike Tyson, 58. In Mike Tyson's prime, he's knocking Biden out in 6 minutes. Less than 6 minutes. He's knocking Biden out in the first round. I was going to say 6 seconds, but that seems ridiculous until you actually watch. But that was Tyson at his prime. At his prime, people were afraid to fight Tyson. Jake Paul, in his prime, at his prime, went into a ring with a 58-year-old retired boxer and could not knock him out throughout the entire 8 rounds. And so, like, while on the surface, I mean, it's obvious Jake Paul got a decision. His was the hand that was hoisted. But he was the loser because he could not do in his prime what Tyson did in his prime effortlessly. And I thought it was a very fascinating space because, to me, it's a great space to explore how reality becomes, I guess, shaped by perception, or reality is shaped when the critical mass of people are convinced to believe a thing. Again, like I said, it was fascinating. It's also fascinating that people don't see that, right? Like, that if Jake Paul didn't knock Tyson, is a clear indicator that Jake Paul is not the fighter that Tyson is. Could not achieve what Tyson achieved at the same time stamp, right? Anyway, I thought it was great. I thought it was absolutely a great episode, like a great space to explore how we perceive the world and what's going on around us. I say congratulations to Tyson because a 58-year-old man that survived 8 2-minute rounds against a young man, now that right there is definitely a champion. So we're going to go through some what's in the news. I think the first story, a very important story. Piper Aztec plane crash near Grand Bahama Airport. Now, that's the story I picked up on Friday, and there is more news in today's paper about the crash. I'm going to get to that story right now. I read from this one. A Piper Aztec PA-23-250 aircraft reportedly crash-landed 3 to 4 miles from the Friday afternoon. According to the Aircraft Accident Investigation Authority, there were 6 people aboard the plane at the time of the incident, with one person reported to have minor injuries. Police initially reported the crash around 2 p.m., The aircraft is registered in the U.S. as N9119. The AAIA has confirmed that an investigation is still ongoing. Here we find a story on page 3. The accident comes more than 2 weeks after an early morning plane crash in Ragged Island that killed 2 people. Police and AAIA officials have not provided an update on that incident, but officials have suggested the twin-engine plane was involved in transporting drugs. Oh, boy. Earlier in the year, I had suggested that at the rate that we are going, motor vehicle accidents, that's in the air, aviation, and ground, that motor vehicle accidents, and potentially fatalities will match or come close to matching the homicide count. The homicide count this year. And after the story earlier this year and the passage of new legislation requiring businesses that offer charter services to secure local insurance, we had commentary from a local insurance agent indicating that the industry is hesitant, in fact, is resisting, does not want to offer insurance policies or coverage in this realm because of a fear of a lack of enforcement of rules and standards within that specific industry. And they reference the lack of road traffic rules as well. Dear Texter, I don't know. The article doesn't indicate what type of contraband was possibly being smuggled. But it would be interesting, Texter, that I should do. I need to find the stats on illicit substance interdictions and determine, say, over the last 5 years or the period the stats are available for, if we've seen an increase or decrease in the in an attempt to import illegally cocaine or marijuana. I would have imagined that stats like those were being collected for the cannabis discussion, but I have not heard anybody, I haven't heard anybody talk about it at all. Now, on that note, I also want to make a quick note that the weekend I went on the Royal Bahamas Police Force website for the crime reports. And as of yesterday afternoon, I think at about maybe 4, we carried crime reports, I think, up to the possibly the 12th of November. And no reports up to the 16th. So yesterday was the 17th, right? So up to the 16th, there were no reports there. And again, somebody had messaged me, but if the crime reports exist, why aren't they being uploaded to the website regularly? Here's another quick story. Abaco man killed in early morning car crash. An Abaco man was killed yesterday morning after losing control of his vehicle and crashing into a rock on SC Boodle Highway. According to police, the incident occurred around 6:40 a.m. when the driver of a gray four-door van veered off the road and collided with a rock. Emergency medical services arrived at the scene and pronounced the man dead. The victim was identified by friends and family as Emil Pettihomme. Pettihomme's death prompted an outpouring of tributes on social media as friends and family mourned his passing. At GNL, said Roscoe Thompson, chairman of the Marsh Harbor Spring City Township. He was a kind and considerate person and well-mannered. My condolences to the family. There's been a sharp increase in traffic accidents and traffic fatalities on Family Island roads. And I think this is obviously about driving culture and driving behavior. But I think there's also an issue of a lack of infrastructure that should be on public roads, like streetlights and guardrails. Like if there's a large rock on the side of the road that is A, impossible to move, or B, the owners of the property it sits on refuse to move it, then the state should install an apparatus or a mechanism to protect drivers in case they veer off the road in that area. like a guard rail. It's very disappointing. Story last week I read about a traffic fatality in, I think, Exuma. It's also, I imagine these accidents are devastating when members of smaller communities are lost in such a tragic way. But you can't drive on the road in Abaco like you drive on the road in New Providence. You just have to like get that in your head, and it's muscle memory. You can't drive on Johnson Road the way you drive on Kelly Lane. You can't drive on Shirley Street the way you drive on Johnson Road. You can't drive on JFK the way you drive on Shirley Street. That's very important for driver. And the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. It's toll-free. That's 242-300-5720. And the text line powered by BTC is always 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. There's two stories I was looking at. Central Bank fights off new cyber attack, and insurers time running out for Road Traffic Act clarity. And then I picked up today's paper, The Guardian, and I see these two headlines. Report highlights illegal gun problem, and FTX liquidators billed $34 million in fees in the first year of FTX wind up. I just realized I want to be a liquidator. I didn't realize that's what I wanted to be all my life. I want to be a liquidator. The joint provisional liquidators handling the winding up of FTX digital markets in the Bahamas and their advisors had amassed more than $34 million in professional fees in the months between being appointed by the courts to handle the case and early November of last year, according to JPL's third interim report filed with the commercial division of the Supreme Court. Those JPLs appointed by the court were Brian Sims of Lennox Patton, Kevin Cambridge of PricewaterhouseCoopers Bahamas, and Peter Greaves of PricewaterhouseCoopers Hong Kong. The report outlines that the JPL's fees at the time the report was done were more than $22 million, while their advisors' fees were more than $12 million. The report explains that the JPLs have been using funds from FTX account they took custody of since they began their work. Quote, since being appointed, the JPLs have taken custody of the funds held with various institutions and have credited these funds to bank accounts in the JPL's control, close quote, the report said. Quote, at the date of the last interim report to the court, not all approved fees had been paid and the JPLs had remitted payments subject to the availability of cash. Quote, the JPLs have since received a court order from the Supreme Court of the Bahamas sanctioning indemnification for costs and expenses approved by the court for assets that may be subject to trust claims. The report revealed that after the start of the winding up of FTX digital markets, the available JPLs had to work with was a little more than $86 million. As of the filing of the interim report, the liquidators continued to find accounts associated with FTX, though they did not have immediate access to several of them as a matter of jurisdiction. The report revealed that as of a year ago, the restricted cash totaled more than $178 million. These kinds of winding up matters are historically expensive ordeals and require many professional hours. An article outlining the fees charged by those handling the Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings of FTX in the U.S. explained that those dealing with the matter had racked up $500 million in fees as of the printing of the article in May of this year. Regarding costs related to the winding up of FTX digital markets in this jurisdiction, the JPL's report explains, quote, the disbursements related to the legal and professional costs and estate costs associated with preserving and safeguarding the estate assets, such as insurance maintenance, JPLs have established cash management controls, including rolling 13-week short-term cash flow forecasts, purchase order and payment approval controls, and AML, anti-money laundering, treasury controls. Give me a second, producer, coming right now. Just you let the music play. Pursuant to the cooperation agreement between the JPLs and the Chapter 11 debtors, costs of safeguarding and protecting the real estate held in the title of FTX property are being separately recorded as a cost to the account of the estate of FTX property. The JPLs are currently overseeing the security of $256 million worth of real estate assets in the Bahamas that was held by FTX and is in the process of being liquidated. Both the JPLs and those overseeing FTX's Chapter 11 case are working on a global resolution to get those owed money by FTX paid. The amount of that payout could be more than $9 billion when all is said and done. Wow, what a doozy of an article. When we get back from the break, we're going to wind it up with a couple of questions and then move on to another story and some tech. Please stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hey man, long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shocked you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Benzi Lampkin, I have two 13 by 23 semi-high gloss ceramic tiles in stock and selling for $214 a square foot before VAT. Now, one of these, namely CB209, is the illusion of laid stone, the unevenness of the stone sidewalks of Europe. But it's only an illusion. While they look like stone, they offer much more continuity. I'd ask Pinder if he'd been to How to Talk Good School while he were away. Anyhow, come to Pinder Town and have a look at his new collection, starting at $214 a square foot before VAT.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We were just reading from the article, FTX liquidators billed $34 million in fees in the first year of FTX windup. Dear University of the Bahamas, we need a new course right now. We need to become a liquidator right away. My big question is, if these are the rates that liquidators charge, will there be any money left to pay out to claimants? Also, from this article alone, I think now is the time to acknowledge that not only like do we need a commission of inquiry into the FTX affair, right? But we need a space where every day or at least once a week, somebody, maybe Ray John III could appoint somebody should do a weekly roundup of the developments and evolution of this particular case, right? Both FTX and the Sarkis matter are, I think, massive matters of national concern. And because the outcomes of each matter will directly affect every Bahamian, perhaps there should be a space where we discuss the news as it unfolds. All right, I got a couple of texts here, but I think they are not for me necessarily to read out loud. Here's one. Sam was as well over $986 billion hidden, and the judge asked him if he was happy with his 25 years. He will only spend 15 years. Sam Bankman smiling, and others are also smiling soon. The text goes on and says, Sam was smiling for only getting 25 years. Binance chief also got years too. They will be okay in jail because they can pay money to guys to keep them safe. It's only years, but they have billions hidden. Well, that's what the liquidators are trying to extract, right? Or they're trying to find where it is. Here's another text. Changying Zhao was released after 4 months. And I don't know if that's a autocorrect or I am unfamiliar with the name. Here's another text. We need to change our level of education. Tell me, why can't BTVI or the school schools can't have driving classes using simulators? In the U.S., whenever you get a driving ticket, the judge sends you to driving school. Let's make the people learn the rules of the road. The people who run in the country is out of ideas. Text says, the Binance chief. I know you're referring to the Binance chief text. I just wasn't sure if C-H-N-G-I, right? That's all. Great show, Miss Green. I go in treasure hunting for Sam money today. We got bills. You think he hide the money by the fort? Well, I tell you what. I think that was the basis of John Ray III's arguments for holding all of the liquidation for the U.S. being responsible for the winding up, right? For all of the liquidation exercise, that he suspected some of the money is hidden here and perhaps we should not be responsible for looking for it ourselves. But this is Treasure Town. I may join you to go looking for them. But nobody told me that liquidation was big, 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 huge money. Dear parents and young people, as you are trying to figure out what you're going to take up as a career, think about that. Here's another interesting headline in today's Guardian Business section. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-5720. Toll-free for Family Island listeners. Between 300 and 500 additional homes needed to satisfy current demand, real estate official says. One Oak Bahamas CEO, Matt Sweeting, said he believes between 300 and 500 additional homes need to be added to the market to satisfy the current demand. He said the demand for property is, quote, red hot, close quote, and said this is because there is a group of Bahamian, quote, outliers, close quotes, who have saved their money and invested wisely over the years for their dream home. He said these outliers have been very disciplined and have saved considerably. Quote, I believe that the unspoken element about these people is that they're good at delayed gratification, which means these are not your people who are eating out every day, Sweeting said. Close, right? Quotes closed. Wow. I don't know. That's a wild assessment of the local economy. Quote, these are not your people who are using their discretionary income towards foolish decisions. Close quotes. Wow. The quote, sellers market, close quotes, for real estate may not come to an end until mid-2025, Sweeting said, because there are, quote, scores of people lined up to buy the limited pieces of property left on the market. Quote, there's a considerable drought in inventory, close quotes, he said. Quote, I estimate that the numbers that we need are anywhere between 300 to 500 homes to satisfy the current demand, and I can't see in the immediate future where we'll address this. And so what that means is this market trajectory is likely to continue for the next 2 to 3 years unless there's some major and substantial development in the Bahamas real estate economy market that addresses this demand. Close quotes. The article is not finished yet, but I want to go back in the article to this quote here. Quote, these are not your people who are using their discretionary income towards foolish decisions. There's a whole lot in there. First of all, I think what we will find is that very few people actually have this thing you call discretionary income. Right? Like very few people have discretionary income to spend on foolish decisions. When you say above, quote, I believe that the unspoken element about these people is that they're good at delayed gratification, which means these are not your people who are eating out every day, close quote, Sweeting said. Last week and the week before with what it costs to be in the middle class. We need the economists to stand up. And we need economists that are not attached to let me rephrase that. We need economists that are not participating in governance culture, right? Because if you're appointed by a particular administration, then you are removed when the next administration comes in, right? Like your expertise is validated by a political culture and not by the standards of the industry or your performance itself. But we need real economists here because who are the people that have the discretionary income, right? Because you suggest in delayed gratification that they've been saving for years. I think the argument is that the housing market is overpriced. You're going to call it a seller's market, and yeah, people could charge whatever they want. It's inflated. The cost of property and homes in the country is inflated because we don't make distinctions between Bahamians buying property and foreigners buying property. That language may not be analogous with the industry's language, right? But if I'm a Bahamian with foreigners in the market, I'm not going to be able to afford anything. So my question is, how long are people saving up? And where are the properties that they're saving for? And because if you use the term delayed gratification, it suggests to me that the costs are even too high for the people who you presume could afford it. You're saying people are saving up just for the down payment? Hard working people have to save that long for a down payment for a piece of property that they still could be paying off for 20 and 30 years? And perhaps I'm saying this. It's not that your assessment of the industry is wrong. It's that the industry itself is wrong. But the majority of people have no discretionary income. Let's talk about the people who thought they were middle class, and it turns out that they're not. is maybe that's the group of people you're speaking to specifically. People who have been spending money intended for collective national development on personal disposable experiences. The people with the good jobs who thought they were middle class, but it turns out that they're not middle class. I got some more texts here. Good day, there are Bahamians like that out there, but it's not 300 to 500 of them. It's more, right? It's got to be more than 500 Bahamians desperately trying to buy a home. Here's another text. He's out of touch. What's the average salary? What's the average cost of living? It's very hard to save the sums needed. It's also very hard to save the sums needed in a, quote, unregulated, close quotes, unregulated in quotes. How do you forecast without a real schedule of fee increases? How do I make a five-year plan for my family if within that 5 years, energy costs can fluctuate wildly? Fuel costs fluctuate wildly. Let's make sure that we ascribe blame accurately. The texter says, I'm looking around for my foolish decisions, money. Oh, wait, found it. Heading out to buy a Snickers bar. And see, that's another thing. Let me tell you. Chocolate in this town is expensive. Chocolate bars, candies are expensive. Are they expensive because we put a sin tax on them, which goes directly into the healthcare and the hospital industry, into a healthcare consolidated fund? No, it's high because we have an exorbitantly high duty rate on it. And we have a duty rate on it to protect local chocolate makers. But local chocolate makers are not making the chocolates that are being imported. Okay, when we get back from the break, text, I'm going to answer your question. Why are the opinions of economists disqualified because they are serving their country? Should the doctors and nurses working at PMH be dismissed based on this flawed logic? When we get back from the break, text, are we going to talk about the political culture that is? And your text. But thank you for the text. It's worthy of interrogation. We'll be right back. One more break. And then Guardian Radio AM is on the way. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Hey man, long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
One Jogi government halfway tried to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shocked you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. from November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. The article in today's business section in the Nassau Guardian, between 300 and 500 additional homes needed to satisfy current demand, real estate official says. So I got that text right before the break that said, why are the opinions of economists disqualified because they are serving their country? Text, what I explained was an existing practice. Like, right, you are appointed by one administration because of your experience or expertise in a particular field. And when that administration changes, right, you're automatically removed because that's the convention, and they appoint somebody else. Very rarely will an individual assume the same position, right, in a different administration. Very rarely. I think, maybe it's just my opinion, there's a deafening silence, there's an absence of contribution to public discourse by our local economists. But if you are only an expert when a government appoints you, it suggests that your expertise is disqualified when another administration appoints you. And in the absence, right, of guilds and associations that produce regular journals for review, how do we verify your expertise? Okay, a certificate. A local association renews your certificate every year. Okay. But maybe if we shift the political culture, then individuals and professionals would be less hesitant or reticent about engaging in public discourse about important social matters. Got a text there. Oh, texter. I have a texter who's unpleased with the citizenship commercial. It says, foreign people should not dictate anything in the Bahamas. They are saying we backwards and should move like others in the Caribbean. Well, later in the month, I'm going to have on representatives from Equality Bahamas, and we could talk about the ad. We could talk about it greatly, but the question is, do you feel backwards, or are we actually backwards, right? Or is it a matter of, we may be backwards, but I don't want nobody else talking about how we are backwards, right? And I think it's worthy of conversation. But what if other Bahamians agree? What if it is a Bahamian sentiment that is being expressed by a foreign voice? Does that invalidate the sentiment? I want to thank you for the text, texter, and I remember the taking the small car to Curran Island, the big watermelons, the mosquitoes, the ants, and the dilly tree. I love you too, texter. All of these things we can talk about, and we need to talk about. There's another interesting headline you should check out in today's business section. First annual InvestFest revealed thirst for investment opportunities, says BISEX CEO. BISEX, of course, is the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. CEO Keith Davies explained Thursday that Bahamians are, quote, thirsty, close quotes, for investments, but have had a hard time understanding the investment landscape in the Bahamas. I agree. Apparently, the event was extremely successful. It was extremely successful. If you follow the story to page 4, Mr. Davies is quoted as saying, quote, "And as the market leader, we made the decision to bring all of these parties into one room and to share the knowledge with people," close quotes. Let me ask you a question. Is BISX the market leader, or is BISX a state agent, like a quasi-governmental agency? And if you're a quasi-governmental agency, could you be like a market leader? Like I said, I don't know. Like you say in here, many of us are thirsty for investments but have had a hard time understanding the investment landscape in the Bahamas. Here are a couple texts. Good morning, Aaron. I'm not taking away from the message in the ad. It's just the accent for me is killing. Dear texter, I appreciate that critique. And I see the laugh. And I see the smiley face. I love my Bayesian cousins. Well, don't let them talk to you bad, though. Mm-mm. Here's another text. Aaron, a certain real estate agency implying that the market is hot is actually building their portfolio. By stealing or quieting properties. That's the reason for them going off the market so quick. Texter, that is something that would need to be interrogated. But I'm glad you ain't called nobody name. Here's a text. Keith Davies knows one has to have money to invest. Money, money, money. But I tell you one thing. Here's what I figured out in the last couple of months. The government knows there's plenty disposable income out there. Like the earlier texter said, people are spending, what do you call it? Disposable, I find the quote again. The disposable income, right? Like, one thing I know is the government know you all have money. And the government trying to get it from you all. For its coffers. See, because the government also believes money intended for collective national development on disposable personal experiences. Right? So a sign of sovereignty is determining how you will invest your money in national development versus letting the government decide how your money will be invested in national development. Development. The government ain't building hospitals, then we have to build the hospitals. The government ain't building the library, then we have to build the library. The government not building the schools, then we have to build the schools. You want to be middle class, but you don't want to do the work of being middle class. But I can be honest with you, that's not the problem. The problem is we don't want to be middle class. The problem is we want to be upper class. But we'll suffice with middle class, even though we know we don't belong there either. To all the texters, I say thank you. I didn't read all the texts out loud. Some of them I presumed were not to be read out loud. But thank you very much. There's lots in the papers today. Over the last week. Just don't have enough time to talk about it all. But thank you for tuning in to On the Clock. Don't forget, you got to grab a copy of The Guardian every day, particularly in the month of November. First of all, there's a logo competition. Find a hidden 180th anniversary logo in The Guardian pages. Cut out the page, circle the logo, put your name and contact information on it. Come to The Guardian and drop it in the box. Drawings every Friday. And of course, there will be blasts from the past segments in every Guardian newspaper for the month of November. You have to check it out. Have a great day, Bahamas.